So they speak two or four words, four words.
I have to choose these carefully.
Yes, they have four words.
So they stand up and
Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jain Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. A little over 35 years ago, for the first time, my eternal guru, Srila Prabhupada, came to Los Angeles in January of 1968. He came to do a television show, and in that show, he chanted Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, he chanted Hare Krishna, and then he described these things. For those who were listening that thought they knew something about Indian culture and philosophy, it was very humbling. Because, as Sri Guru is wont to do, one feels very humbled in their presence, thinking they know nothing. That is why we hear from Sri Guru. So Srila Prabhupada came, and it could be understood from that time that he had a very, very exalted, very mysterious love. We didn't understand much about that, but by his presence we felt something. By that love he opened up so many temples and had such a large society. And he was so powerful that in his manifest presence that love was felt in the temples and was felt by those who came to visit. That was the power of Srila Prabhupada. And if anything would go wrong in his society, he would be very alert for that, and he would quickly correct it. And that did happen a couple of times. If there was some philosophical divergent, quickly, like a lion, he would come, and he would correct it. If there was something even material, like wanting to concentrate capital of the society, oh, if that would come, then the GBC would be disbanded. So he did this all prompted by that love, wanting us to ourselves experience it and not become diverted. So after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, there was no one there to check and correct. And even some of that love that was so powerfully present, proceeding from his heart and his manifest presence, could not be felt. And so many of his followers were sad. But sad no longer, because the Guru Parampara is eternal. In those days, even just a year before the divine disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, if you had gone to any temple and asked any devotee, whether most senior or new bhakta even, because of Prabhupada's presence, because it was understood, things were clear, and you asked, how will things go on? The answer you would have got would have been universal, no matter where you went. Any temple, everyone knew. If someone would suggest, oh, well, after he leaves, will there be a committee that then elects gurus? Oh, everyone would have said, bogus. If they would make suggestion, oh, is it possible that he will be the last guru and will be initiating like that forever? You know, nonsense. Because everyone knew what the truth was. Everyone knew. And Prabhupada made it very clear in his writings, and everyone would fear to even say something contrary, that the Guru Parampara is eternal. So we have to look, as Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, as our Srila Prabhupada has said, that acharya will be known by their self-effulgence. is not that it's elected. It's not that it's finished. We're not abandoned. That love that Srila Prabhupada showed us was real, and it's continuing. And it's continuing in the presence of his natural successor, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. So without further ado, let us hear from him.
Upananda Prabhu is here?
Yes.
You should speak two words.
Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Mritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Shwa Brantikam Tulyamalena Manapi Naswargam Napunar Bhavam Bhagavat Sangi Sangusha Martinam Kimatashisha. There's a verse in the Holy Srimad Bhagavatam, and it describes Bhagavat Sangi, association with Bhagavat. Pure devotees of the Lord who are 100% sold out to the lotus feet of Sisi Radha and Krishna. And it describes that the fortune of such souls that get that opportunity cannot be compared to any material benediction, not even liberation. And every day, all the billions of jivas are in an attitude of competition, vying for ascendancy in the material world to reach as high as they can go. And those who are a little more intelligent, they can see that this whole material game is just foolishness. And so they want to become free from all this envy and strife and search for a higher plane of liberation. And maybe some of those mumukshibis who are trying for liberation achieve a status of freedom. But the Lord describes also in Srimad Bhagavatam that such liberation without attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord is not complete. It's temporary. And those who attain such a status, they can still and will fall down. So those who want permanent shelter to achieve the highest status that human life offers, Sukadeva Goswami says, Bhagavat Sangi Sangasha, just take association with Mahabhagavat pure devotees who are 100% engaged in the service of the Lord, traveling constantly and preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and carrying the message of Mahaprabhu's dearmost devotees like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. So Srila Gurudev, his heart is one with Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das. And he's trying to inject this in the hearts of living beings. And we're trying to gather up that message as much as we can into our hearts so that we can become like him. He's giving us a perfect example to follow. No better example in the world. So our life is both fortunate, very blessed. There's no better place to be in this whole world than right here in the Forum Hotel at this moment. So we want to thank you today for coming again, even at such an advanced age. He's undergoing all the difficulties of international travel and moving here and there. And at the same time, of course, translating so many Bhagavad Granthas for us to relish and understand more about Krishna Prema Bhakti. So thank you very much, Guru Dev. Shila Guru Dev ki jai.
Timirandhasya Gyananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikayai Stadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. First of all, I'm offering my humble dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Nitya Lila. Pravishta Om Vishnu Padasto Tarasata Shri Srimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And then I'm offering equal dandavat pranams to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurus. Om Vishnu Padasto Tarasata Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Padasto Tarasata Shri Srimad Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. To all of my Rupa Nuga Guru Varga, and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who have come to this most auspicious assembly at the lotus feet of the Rasik Vaishnava. When I heard the name of this hotel, then I thought, very appropriate. For Rama. Because that is actually the very theme of a pure devotee's life. Everything is for Ram, for Krishna. Their entire existence is 100% merged with the existence of the Lord through pure loving devotion, prem bhakti. They have no other purpose in this world. Their only purpose for existence, their every life breath, is to serve the lotus feet of their Ishtadev, Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Radhavinod Bihariji. And they're coming and traveling within this world. It is only for one purpose, to bring all the forgotten souls who have lost their relationship with his Ishtadev, to bring them back to the lotus feet of their lordships, and to ignite the pure bhakti within their heart. So such a personality is self-effulgent by his very qualities, activities, and all the interactions that he has with everyone. So we should be able to see clearly if anybody examines the character of such pure Vaishnava, if they take the time, if they have the patience to sit in his presence, to hear the transcendental message of Harikatha emanating from his lotus lips, and to also render service to his lotus feet, it is sure and certain, absolutely, that they will be impressed. Oh, this is a divine representative of the Supreme Lord himself, manifest within this world. So when we speak of self-effulgent acharya, it is clear to those whose eyes are searching for such acharya. But for those who are not searching, or who also prefer to keep their eyes closed, then he's not visible. Just as when Krishna is here, himself, personally within this world, some persons can also not detect that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even they want to challenge him and oppose him. But those who are on the path of light, those who are on the path of truth, they will 100% accept. So there is one kind of bird called the owl. The owl keeps its eyes closed during the daytime when the light is there, clearly. So the materialistic persons are compared to owls and to so many other types of animals within this world. Dogs, hogs, camels, asses. So Srila Shukadeva Goswami has told that we should not be like this. We should not be like the gross materialists who are completely mad in sense gratification. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma ya indriya prita ya aprinoti. Srila Prabhupada used to preach these teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam so boldly here in the Western world, declaring to everybody that this Western civilization is completely mad with sense gratification. Pramattak. They're doing nothing but vikarma. They're trying to attain nothing but indriya priti, sense gratification. But this is very bad. Nasadu manye yata atmano yam. Asannapi klesha da asa deha. Because it will only produce suffering in the future. It will only bring another temporary material body full of suffering and misery. So the pure devotee comes into the very citadel of Kali, Maharaj Kali, and he boldly speaks out the message of Krishna for all to hear. And those whose hearts are a little bit submissive and soft, when they see this personality and they hear his divine message, there is no question in their mind that they will submit to this personality, surrender to him. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. And then he will impart unto their hearts pure transcendental tattva, tattva jnana, that they will understand who they are, who is Krishna, what is this material world, how can we attain the ultimate goal of life, Krishna Prem. So we are so fortunate and we are so happy that on this day our beloved Gurudev has come again. We have very short time in this life. Who knows? Very short. Every day, our God brothers and God sisters, we read another one on the internet, they've passed away. At any moment we can pass. So Sri Gurudev is coming and he is telling us, take full advantage. That you should now utishtata, jagrata, prapyavarani bodhata. Get up, take advantage of this human form of life. Surrender your whole self to Krishna. Don't be distracted by anything else. Only take shelter of Harinam Maha Mantra. And then your life will be successful. So we are praying at the lotus feet of our Gurudev that he will bless us, that we can actually attain what he is trying to give to us so patiently. Year after year, He is coming. And He is trying to impart this to us. But we are still on the side of the other side, like the dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So we should try to follow His lotus feet. I am praying that someday, in this life or some future life, I can actually understand and accept what He's giving. And I'm praying that His mercy will shower upon all of us so that we can follow His divine vani.
Shamarin Rani, so to speak, something.
Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarajatama Diksha Guru Padaparma Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Astotarasita Sri Shriman Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarajatama Shiksha Guru Padaparma Om Vishnu Pad Astotarasita Sri Shriman Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj. To all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. Today is the first day of the 2003 Summer World Preaching Tour.
Today is the first day of your 2003 World Preaching Tour. Summer.
On the first day of the winter tour, Srila Gurudev began in Australia, and he called that first day Guru Day because he was glorifying Sri Guru Tattva. On that day, he said that Guru comes to give this message. Lavdwa sudula bhamidam bahusambhavanti manushamartadam anityamapi hadira tornam jajeta napated Anumrityavan Nishreyasaya Vishaya Kalusarvataksyat. That is, after many, many millions of births and deaths, one finally comes to this very rare human form of life, which, although temporary, affords one the opportunity to attain the highest perfection. Therefore, until this body doesn't fall down and die, a sober person spends all of his energy in endeavoring for that perfection. After all, sense gratification is available even in the most abominable species of life, whereas self-realization is only available in this human form. So he comes to give that message. And what does he give? What happens when one serves such a Sri Gurudev? First, what is Sri? I asked Gurudev once in Bali some years ago. What does it mean when we say Sri Guru, Gauranga? He said two Sris are short for unlimited Sris. Unlimited Sris reside within Sri Gurudev. There are so many Sris in this world, beauty, wealth, fame, knowledge, renunciation, strength. And there are Sris of mystic powers. There are Sris of spiritual perfections. Lakshmi Devi, there are unlimited Lakshmi Devis. They're also Sri, and they're all embodied in the Supreme Sri. When we say Sri Krishna, that means Srimati Radhika. And he comes to give Sri or Shriyam, that is the great treasure of service, unpaid service to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. So when one serves Sri Gurudev, what happens? Yat sevaya bhagavataha kutasta madudvisa ratiratso bhavetivya padayor vyasanardanaha. By serving that pure devotee, who is kutasta, that is, he has no desire for anything in this material world, in heavenly planets, for mystic powers, for liberation, in Vaikuntha, Dwarka, Mathura, or even in Vrindavan, anything other than to serve that Marudvisa. Kutastha also means mountain, and Marudvisa means he who resides or plays on the mountain. We know that Marudvisa means the killer of the Maru demon, but it also means one who kills the so-called Maru, or honey of lust in this material world, destroys it at the root, and also one who enjoys the Maru or honey of the love of the gopis and gopis in Vrindavan, especially the love of the gopis, and that Marudvisa, he might say to them on the mountain of Govardhan, "Oh, I see that you're tired and perspiring. May I massage your feet, or may I wipe away your perspiration with my pitambara?" So Kutastha, the Sri Gurudev, has no desire other than to serve that Kutastha Marudvisa. And then what does he give? Rati, Bhava Bhakti. That is, when the heart melts with various tastes and one comes to the level of transcendence beyond the three modes of nature as a sprout of Krishna Prem, and so many beautiful symptoms come into his heart, like he has no desire to get any prestige, but he always wants to serve others. He wants to always be in the holy places. He has great taste for describing the qualities and glorifying the name of the Lord. So he gives rati. He gives greed for rasa, for actually merging into all the mantras that we say, merging into the holy name and becoming a participant servant of those pastimes of Marudvisa. And padayor vyasa nardanaha. Because he, Sri Gurudev, is a manifestation of Krishna, the unchangeable Lord, who takes away all the results of sins and material distress. So as a manifestation, not a human being, not a living being, but the actual manifestation of that Marudvisa, he gives rati and rasa, that entrance into those pastimes. So we offer him our humble obeisances and pray for his causeless mercy. Once in Germany, one devotee who had met Gurudev in Hawaii said, "I wanted to thank you for all the help that you gave me in Hawaii." So Gurudev says, a disciple doesn't say thank you to Guru. He says, he begs for causeless mercy. So we do beg for that mercy. Gaur Premanandi.
Gauranga bolite hobe.
বলিতে হবে পুলকা শরীরা হরি হরি বলিতে নায়ানে বাবে
বৃন্দাবনা శ్రేష్టం మనుమపి సచీ పుత్రమత్ర స్వరూప తస్యాగ్రజ ఉరిపురిం మాథురిం గోష్ఠవాటిం రాధాకుండం గిరివర్మహో రాధికా మాధవాసాం ప్రాప్తో యస్య ప్రథిత కృపయా శ్రీగురుం తం నతోస్మి. వంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో మహావదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరతిశే గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై తదాలయే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణభక్తాయ తద్భక్తాయ నమో. యం ప్రవ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేతకృత్యం द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणं
मै मिलियन्स् आफ् दण्डवत् प्रणाम् इन् टु द लोटस् फीट् आफ् मै परमाराध्यतम गुरुपाद पद्मशील भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु श्रील भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज ओनली बाय देयर मर्सीज कॉजलेस मर्सीज आई हैव कम in western countries and also in Indian so many towns and cities and preaching and or are very carefully hearing my words only their mercy I know that I have no qualification at all their mercy is only Godless mercy is my wealth and everything. And that is why all are honoring me. And especially you know that my Paramaradhyatam Srila Gurudev, who sprinkled his godless mercy so much, he has written in our Jaiva Dharma and other books that I published by his order to please him. And also you know how my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, used to love me. And he wrote me that your relation with me is transcendental. I don't know why and what he thought that he took my hands in his hands and weeping with tear eyes, he requested me to help his all devotees that he has collected from all over the world. They are like monkeys. So I want that and request that you must help them. I remember his words as if he is telling me today. So only to please him, to obey my Gurudeva and him. In the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, up to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. I want to give something like a gift to you all that your life should be successful forever. I want to inspire you by their words. You should know that I have not come for any wealth, reputation or anything. Only to please them. Only to please them. That I should inspire The devotees, those who feel so much weak, and so many giving up Hari Bhajan, the line of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj too, so weak becoming. And for that purpose I have come. So this should be causeless merciful to me, to you all, that you should be inspired. You should inspire. Try to go deeply in his books, everything he has written, given, everything. And remnant, we are trying to give whole world. And we know that by this only following, you can be happy in this world. Not by what Sriman Padmanabha Maharaj told very frankly and clearly everything. So, I want to also, what can I glorify them? Especially Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. A person who is not transcendental, inspired by Krishna or Mahaprabhu, he cannot do all these miracles that in a couple of years he made very kranti,
revolution
like. He established so many preaching centers. Where? Amongst oceans, on hills, in forests, Saranagati and so many. He brought all the, so many, or teenage girls and young. At that time, they never thought that we will be householders. Never. They were totally engaged, fully engaged in his service. He was so attractive that he engaged all, top to bottom. All were inspired. But now some are like dooming.
Yes.
Doom?
Yes, yes.
Dooming? We like coming. We. So, I have come to remind you, remember, that you should remember that days and be like that. Also help me. Help me also in this way. I want to tell that so quickly he established so many preaching centers, especially his glorious work is that he published so many authentic books. So many. That a general man cannot give it. If he is not like transcendental mode. Also, in all the prominent languages of whole universe, his books were translated. And by that, very soon a revolution came. Everywhere we can find so many his disciples. There is no country left where his disciples are not there. Everywhere. I think that new one, those who are coming by his influence, all are coming. Especially when I tell that, I am in the line of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, and he has sprinkled his mercy, then all are attracted. Otherwise not. Anyone will not give me any importance. Only by his name, what I am doing. So, I want to tell you, that we should know that what he wanted to preach, what Rupa Goswami wanted to preach, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, sthapita jena bhutale swayang rupah kada mahyam dadati. But that was manuhista of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is Krishna Das Kaviraj Srila Rupa Goswami himself told anarpit charing chirat karuniya vatrina shamarpayitum unnato jvalrasang sa bhakti sriyam hari hapurat sundar tuti kadam vasandi sadari daya kandari spurutvir. This is our main object of our life. This is the essence of all the teachings that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to distribute, his causeless mercy, that you should serve Radha and Krishna conjugal in the line of gopis. There is nothing beyond this. Nothing and nothing. So, our prayojan is, prayojan means?
Ultimate goal.
To serve Radha Krishna conjugal. What the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed to Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami revealed in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu and especially in Bhakti Ujjwal Neelmani and other his books. This is our aim and object of our life. But how we can do? How we can? Rupa Goswami will not come to you and tell. Any Goswami will not come. Oh. Oh. Swamiji came mercifully. Anyone never called him, never gave any invitation. Not a single pipe that you should come. No help. But even he came. But because he was sent by himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. And he tried. But in the end, he was repenting. I could not do so much. Still so or weak so much. On his time, so many made some disobedience to him. So he was worried for this, all these things. And after his departure, you know everything. He wanted to tell you what is bhakti. Then you can follow Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwal Neelmani, or his other books, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. After that, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and others, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan. Especially in Iron Age, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So all these are. What is that bhakti? We want to discuss about all these things. Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karmat dhyanavritam anukulena krishna anusidanam bhakti. By all our senses, activities of all our senses, beyond this, by mood, by bhav, without any interruption, flow continuous like honey coming in the guidance of a realized devotees or Gurudev. Mostly no worldly desire, giving up all the desires, even for Vaikuntha and Ajodhya and everything. Even Rupa Goswami told, even Santo Dasya, even doing pranam to Sakya and Vatsal and Sakhi Bhav, doing pranam. What we want to achieve? Sirup Manjari Mukha Tad Dasika sansaya. That we want. The aim and object of Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Srila Prabhupada or Gurudev was not that only to preach kirtan. Why they introduced this kirtan? Or by means of this, any low class of devotee may come and one day understand what is love and affection. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, third and fourth, first chapter, what has been told? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never came to kirtan and all yuga dharma preaching. He came only for two reasons, prominent and
secondary.
Radhaya pranaya mahima. To taste that high class of love and to
rag marga bhakti,
that anarpit charing chira. They moved off the Rupmanjari and others. But he tried, he has to cut the jungles of all the things, unwanted things, mayabad, istri sangi, sahajiya, sakhi, veki, and all other things. Whole life he has to do. Again coming, cutting, again coming. So his main object was to give this. So you should know what is that bhakti. Realize that in whole life you should not be weak. Always inspired and developing your Krishna bhakti. For this you will have to know so many things. So many things. After lakhs and lakhs, births, Sukriti, I think that you know all Sukriti. Sukriti. Some Shraddha comes. Before that you will see Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Goswami, even no Shraddha, then you will not know that who is he. You cannot have honor to their words. So first, Shraddha will come. How it will come? By millions of lives, so much Sukriti, and then a Shraddha will come. What Shraddha? Transcendental. Some things that Shraddha is very easy, but that Shraddha is laukiki, material. Not real or transcendental Shraddha. If once a transcendental Shraddha come, then what will be? He will surely go, advancing and advancing. So what is that Shraddha? Shraddha sabde vishwas kahe? Sudhrinash. Like Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. I may be dead. Anyone will cut me into pieces. But I cannot give up chanting name and his bhakti. So this honor will come. Honor for the words of epics, honor for the words of Krishna, the honor for the words of devotees and Gurudev. Then this is called Shraddha, otherwise not Shraddha. Doing pranam, and when he went away, this was a very wicked person. So this is not Shraddha. We will try to discuss all these things. What is Shraddha? And then what is Nishtha? What are Anartha? How to get rid of all these Anarths? And then Nishtha. What is Nishtha? And then ruchi. What is taste? Ruchi. If ruchi comes, no fear. No fear. they will go straight, one pointed. Only fear, up to this taste, ruchi, our time is very critical. In this critical time, when they have left everything to do bhajan, and they have not realized anything, no taste in chanting, hearing Harikatha in Vaishnava Seva, in other Sevas. Very critical. I know that in this time, lakhs devotees of Swamiji left. They became quite opposite. They became Nastik, atheist. Now they are criticizing their Gurudev too. He was not Guru. So we want that. You should know all these things and realize. After that, you should know what is Asakti, attachment to Krishna, attachment to your bhajan. And after that, mood will come. Shuddha Sattva. Very. What is Bhav? What is Shuddha Sattva? We should try to know. Try to realize in this human life. And after that will come Prem, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Modan, Rudha, Adhirudha, then Mohan, Modan, and in the last, the special mood of Radhika will come. When you will know all these things, that then you will be one-pointed dasi of Radhika. And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give you. So I want to discuss and touch all these points in 3 days, but... So those who are hungry for this, they may come to Bezar. Oh, Maharaj wants that he should be finished here. He is very hungry. I cannot disobey him. He is my personal doctor, advisor, my commander-in-chief, my... Any kirtan?